Blog Talk Radio.
Live Monday night, inner sight around the world. Welcome. And the program where you could talk about what you're mad or glad about. Mad or glad Monday. Oh, a lot of people have to be very, very mad, and I'm one of them, on this vaccine business. About four countries now stopping the vaccines. Now, I don't know if all the vaccines are similar in nature. I believe they are. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Anybody out there who has information, call us. And we'd be happy to get that information from you. But I believe the vaccines are similar. Now, there have been reports, and NBC is one of the networks that reported it, that blood clots have been linked to the vaccines. And what was it, France, Germany, Switzerland, I believe, and Italy have stopped using the vaccine. I don't know if that's all of them or just one of them, but they did name one, but the name escapes me right now. But the point being, you know, now the authorities are claiming there's no link, and now obviously the doctors from these four countries don't agree. See? So now you have a conflict. You know, where you have all different stories. Somebody's not telling the truth here along the line. So as we've said before, and we remind you again, build up your immune system. Stay away from these vaccines. Why do you want to take something that makes you sick? You know, stay away from them. Build up your immune system. Listen to some of these great scientific minds on the holistic scene, you know, and build up your immune system. That's what this World Health Organization should be doing. Vaccines don't build your immune system. You know, they tear it down because they don't allow the body to fight the germ. You got the glands, you got the lymphatic system, the blood system. Strengthen, those are the things that need to be strengthened to fight off virus. Now, anybody can get a virus. You'll never stop virus. It'll always be here. The idea is to have an immune system that fights it off and minimizes it. That's the way the body was created. Of course, a lot of doctors don't believe that. Now, the other thing is, if these vaccines contain blood or fragments of blood, you know, and they're injecting it in people, how do you know that that blood matches or doesn't conflict with the blood in the person's body? You don't know that. You're taking a chance. It's like an experiment that wasn't performed before this vaccine was put on the market. And if you listen to Gary Null, he had the German doctor on several weeks back explaining all that. And the other thing is they put generic forms of virus into these vaccines. Now, the body knows the difference between a real virus and a generic virus. They know the difference. So there's a lot of questions here, a lot of conflict, a lot of unanswered theories to have an immune system that would fight off the virus. All right. In a sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday. Anyone out there who has a relative in Europe who may have been affected by this, one of these vaccines, we'd love to hear from you and get our engineer in here. The number 213-816-1650. And we'd like to get your opinion. If you've been vaccinated, if you haven't been, if you're considering being vaccinated, all these things have to be weighed. You know, personally, I won't be vaccinated. Why should I disrupt my body? You know, why should I put a foreign element into my body? Taking a big chance when you do that. All right, Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186, Mr. Kennedy Realty. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Hey, you need a civil rights lawyer? Baja Monday, Jim. 516-783-9662. Give Jimmy a call. He'll tell you if it's worthwhile pursuing a matter. All right, in a sight around the world, and some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of the friends that have helped us. And, of course, don't forget... if you need dog food, cat food, or medical, we got a good group for you. Nobody Starved on Long Island, the name of it. Nobody Starved on Long Island. That's the name of the group. 314-843-0-85. I'll give you that number again in a few minutes. My buddy Gary runs it. He doesn't make a living off of it. He has a regular job, and he... volunteers his time to help people who have problems feeding their dog, cat. All right. And Gary, a great, great guy. If you're disabled, by the way, and you can't get to the food, you can't get to his place to pick it up, let him know. He may be able to help you. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Bless them. Remember all those beautiful children that have passed on. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. So those still with us, cherish them. Watch over them. All right, in a sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday at 213-816-1650. If you're out there and you want to sound off about something, what else in the news? One of the doctors now. Here's another indication that this vaccine is not worth much. One of the doctors saying that we shouldn't loosen up all the restrictions because spring break is coming up. I don't know when that starts, but, you know, college people, of course, most of them aren't in college. They're at home in front of the computer, but now they're going to be let loose, world. Here they come. Look out. Spring break is on. So this one doctor is warning that the virus will increase with the spring break, even though you got the vaccine. So what good is this vaccine? Why do they... It doesn't make sense. Take the vaccine and you still stand a chance of getting the illness. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. And who gets the benefit? The drug companies who sell it. See, the system works the same way all the way down the line. It's not about health. It's about money. It works the same way. So you're better off figuring it out on your own. You know, listen to these cool doctors. Holistic Health. Gary Noll is one of the biggest ones. Listen to Gary. He's on every day at noon, I believe. And, you know, fortify yourself. Don't pay attention to these vaccines because look what's happening. You know, you take a chance. Are they causing the blood clot? Aren't they? You're going to take a chance with that? I mean, I wouldn't. All right, in a sight around the world, and let's see, we'll D'Able News in a little later. Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about? And we certainly have to be mad about the politicians that have violated people. And, you know, it's getting to a point where you can't really put too much faith in any one politician. You know, because you never know tomorrow who's going to be accused or who's going to be who stole the next batch of money or whatever. So, yeah, you got to trust in yourself. That's what I believe. That's the main person that you should trust, yourself. You know, self-reliant. I think that's the best way to conduct your life. That's why you got to get as much information as you can and weigh it and figure it out and, you know, do the best you can with it. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. You got to be mad that a lot of people now want to impeach the governor here in New York. Well, you know why that makes me mad? Because what about all the people that weren't helped who are in the nursing homes and still there? So now they're going to spend all that money to bring Governor Cuomo up on charges. What about the people in the nursing home? There again is the money being misused. Because the people who need help should come first. We said that, and I believe it. So that's what happens, you know. Politicians cause trouble. Then you got to spend money to put them on trial. And isn't it interesting that politicians will get a fair trial. But many of us who are disabled cannot get a fair trial. You know, especially those who in relation to the service dog business, if you're denied a guide dog, you can't get a fair trial. You can't get a hearing. Train your dog on your own. They take away your dog's medical, and there's no hearing on that. But the politicians are guaranteed a fair hearing. And you know what? I'm glad that they are. I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about the fact that everyone should be entitled to a fair day in court, especially if you're denied your safety. I'm glad that the system protects people, but it should protect everyone. That's the point. All right.
Hello.
Matt, glad Monday on Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, there you are. Yeah. Good, good. Do the Able News, and then we'll see what's going on.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I want to take a sip of something. Water.
All right.
I was a little crackly, so I didn't want to sound too crackly. All right. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 30 years. With all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format, the input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on the guide dog schools and the one on the nursing homes. We got two petitions up there.
Yep.
So have we gotten any more names on that nursing home one?
Hold on, let me check.
Yeah. Matt or glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it here. Keep it clean, you know, even though a lot of people get very passionate about what they're mad about.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't blame them.
No, you can't. You really can't.
So,
I mean, there's been sometimes I've been borderline saying profanity, okay, and I've had to pull it back. And it really, like you said, it's passionate. You're very passionate about the situation. Because for me, it was my mom.
Certain things, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was my mom that they were dealing with, and they were taking away my mom, and they eventually succeeded. You know, and that's just really something that has gotten me very upset.
Well, sure. You know, if the people would get together who have loved ones,
mm-hmm,
in nursing homes and form a bond, you know?
Yeah.
It would be easier to do something about it.
Yeah, I know. I think they started a class action. But the problem is that's not, they don't share people's, you know, information with each other. So it's like, okay, there's that. You know,
well, class action, what that takes years and years and years. People will be dead.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a
like
waste.
My mom is right
waste
now.
Waste all that money on a class action?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a waste. That's what makes me mad. That's a reason why we can't get anything done, because the wrong things are being done.
Yeah.
You know? Better to get people out of the nursing home, set the example, and use the money to publicize it.
Yeah.
You know? Why do you want to get tied up in the courts? You know who suffers for that?
Hell no.
The residents of the nursing home.
Yeah, I know. Or
doesn't
even
make any
tied
damn
up.
Sense.
Here's
these
another
people
worse
are dealing
thing.
With,
I'm sorry. They say
people
you get tied
are
up
dealing
with
time.
You know,
they don't have time.
Laws and stuff like, who wants that? Who wants to be tied up with a law or something like that? No, I don't want to be tied up with anything like that, you know?
I mean, I could, you know, if you have the money for a class action, if there's money, I don't even know, involved, but people need help. Now, people need to get out now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, not in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the courts aren't even operating. They're operating online.
Oh, yeah, they all are.
That's more delayed.
It's not even only the courts. Even the judges can't be reached. They're all operating from home. Even the defenders, meaning the public defenders, if you need one, or even somebody who wants to go after it for you, they're all operating from home, every single one of them. You know, the lawyers.
We've had class actions on other things, and they're still going on for years and years and years. What good is that? You know?
Yeah.
Reminds me of several years ago when we took on the state of Hawaii, you know, and the NFB was spending all this money on lawyers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And here we came along, myself and Intersight and Congressman Gary Ackerman, and in a matter of a couple of months, we busted the whole thing wide open. And they had to change the law. Look at all the money they could have saved if they did it our way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with this. You know, the same thing. You know the best way to solve this nursing home thing, if you have people and you have some money, to embarrass the hell out of these owners?
Of course.
That's the best way. Let people know what these people stand for and what they're doing to human beings. That's what needs to be done. And you do that by helping people to get out.
Yes.
You know, you do that by letting the people know that they should have no right to take away somebody's home. Now, is it this class action? Is that part of it?
Yeah.
I'll bet you any money it's not.
It probably isn't. No.
I'll bet you any money it's not in there. And how about the fact the class action? Is part of that going to be that you have no right to take away a person's disability money? What's in that class action? What the hell? I'd like to know what the hell it is. I guarantee you it's some kind of bullcrap that doesn't help the person. Because if a person has a home, to go to, if they have their money and they can maintain their apartment, if they have to go into a nursing home for a month or two, they got something to fall back on, and they can say, you know, I'm getting the hell out of here.
That's right.
And you can't stop them because they'd have the right to go home.
Yes, they do. But if you don't have that,
the way it is now, they have no right to go home because they don't have one.
That's right. They took it away.
That's the problem.
That's the sad part.
And if any action, any legal stuff that's being brought, if that's not addressed, it's a bunch of bullcrap. It don't mean a damn thing. I'd like to know, when you get a chance, look up this class action. Let's see what it says.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I was told about it. Let me just check and see if I can muster
it. We'd have to find whoever told you.
Yeah.
You know, whoever told you,
yeah.
Does it have any real meaning?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what the hell is it? You know?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what are they suing for?
Yeah, I'd like to know, too.
You know? All right, Intersight, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Man, a glad Monday, and how are we doing? Anybody on the lines?
Hold on, let me check for you.
No.
Last time
I checked,
there was nobody, but you never know.
Yeah.
All right, let me look.
We have television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. And Thursday at 7:30, Channel 20. The what used to be Long Island Cable, they call it Altice now.
Yeah.
It's all over the island.
Yeah,
7:30,
like
Channel 20.
It's just us for now.
Thursday. What?
It's just us for now.
Oh, nobody. All right. All right. All right. Matt, a glad Monday. you know, if you want to let us know what you're glad about, I'd like to hear a bunch of glads.
Yeah.
You know, what are people glad
for
about?
For change, right? I don't know anymore.
It's hard to find glad these days.
I know.
You know?
It is.
People are so...
You said a mouthful.
Disgruntled with this virus, and then it changes, and, you know, and you hear one doctor says one thing, another doctor says another thing.
Mm.
You know? Now, how many doctors all over Europe disagree with the doctors here in the United States now?
I got to say to you, it's probably a mess, and they won't admit it. Really, they won't. You know?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're not committed to the truth.
That's true.
You know, that's what it is, and that's wrong because it's affecting people. We're the ones who suffer for it. I mean,
yes,
those who can't figure it out on their own or are afraid to.
Yeah.
You know. But, I'll tell you one thing. The billionaires are doing good. They're giving away all kinds of money.
Yeah.
You know, this guy Buffett and a couple of others, you hear them on the news giving away money. I wish they'd throw some over here.
Right.
So we could help people.
That's true. We have a lot of
people who
do call us.
They're giving away all this money, you know. And what organization is going to put up a lobby in Washington to fight for a disabled person so we can keep our disability money, no matter what?
I'd like to know, you know, if they would or not. They're not doing so far, right?
No. Nobody's doing that.
No.
Who's doing that?
Nobody.
I don't know of anybody.
Me neither.
No?
Yeah.
And a law that would say you cannot take a person's home away when they go to a nursing home.
That's good. I like that too.
You see? That should be.
Yeah.
That should be. People should be protected. And I don't know of any agency that's going to collect this money from these very wealthy people that is going to advocate for that. Not a one. Not a one. And there isn't one agency that is very wealthy that advocates for a blind person who's denied a guide dog or the medical. You know, there's a lot of situations in this country for the disabled that are not covered, that need to be dealt with.
Yes,
you know?
It's very true.
And people are not, these agencies are not dealing with it. That's why InnerSight should have the money.
That's true.
Because we would deal with that. You know, we would directly deal with that situation.
Yeah.
You know, and the hopefully other agencies, once that happens, other agencies would jump on the bandwagon, but you never know. But with them or without them.
Yeah, that's true too.
We would do it.
Yeah.
So there are two great needs. You know, one pertaining to the nursing homes, and the other one with the service dog situation.
Yeah.
Actually, three. The other one would be enforcement of accessibility.
Yeah, of course.
Three great needs that aren't being addressed.
Nope.
By any agencies for the disabled. And if I'm wrong, call me and tell me.
if there's
who's
more.
Doing
yeah.
it?
Right.
Who's doing it?
Where I'm sure there's more, but we haven't encountered some of them yet that are grave injustices. I'm way sure there's more, you know.
More what?
But we haven't got them yet. Just call us. Simple. You know.
Call us?
Yeah, go let them
about?
Call us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but no, there's nobody doing that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know of anybody that has a lobby in Washington for strict enforcement of accessibility.
Mm.
Residents in nursing homes to be able to keep their own home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And keep their people to keep their disability money.
No, I haven't heard.
Spoke to a woman the other day who's disabled, and she's afraid of losing her disability money. It's on the SSI.
Yeah.
You know? So, shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to deal with that. That should be understood. You know, there are certain things in this life that are understood.
Right.
One of them is that if you have your apartment and you're paying your rent,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to go, let's say, to a hospital or whatever, it's understood that you're going to keep your apartment.
Yeah.
See? But it doesn't work that way with the.
No.
When you go into a nursing home. You know?
Yeah.
If you have, if you're able-bodied and you go to a hospital, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's understood that as far as you can move, you move around, as long as you're not nerve damaged or whatever, that you're going to be able to do everything for yourself, right? But it's not understood that the person's aide is with them.
No.
Who can't?
They're not
who becomes that movement?
Mm-hmm.
That's not understood. You see, we don't have the basic stuff that everybody takes for granted. That's what it is. And there isn't one agency that I know of that's fighting for that.
Nope.
No. So there you have it, world. You know, we need to stand up for people and change and modify the way things are done. Because the money is there, and the money is supposed to be there for us.
Right.
Not for the agencies. It's supposed to be there for us.
Yeah.
The agency is only a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be, but it's not.
That's correct.
They're hogging all the damn money. Look at the salaries. You wonder why people can't get help?
I wonder why people are also depressed because they can't get help.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You know? People get mentally down and, you know,
they feel that there's no out.
Tired
in
of it.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
So, if we ever get the kind of funding we need,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be doing all these things.
No, I can't wait, actually. I really would love to do that.
We're going to get the people we need to do it and hopefully make a big difference, because that's what needs to be done.
A long
that's
time
what the,
ago.
The situation is 213-816-1650. You got Mad or Glad Monday, Inner Sight, we're heard around the world, and sorry we can't take your calls from Europe. I wish we could.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a long-distance line or not. I don't think so, but I could always check out.
No, you have to have an 800 number for that.
Oh, the 800?
My understanding.
Oh, okay.
And that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. I would say
so. All right, but people can hear us.
Yeah.
People listen. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, tomorrow night we got open mic. Talk about whatever you want. Wednesday night. The show is, I forget the title, but Thursday's show. I don't want to announce Thursday's show yet. I have to make.
Yeah, Thursday's still up in the air.
I have to make a phone call.
Yeah, let me get you.
Follow through with Thursday's show. But Wednesday, what do we got Wednesday?
I'll give it to you. Let me see if you remember it before.
We had
I give
one.
It to you. Yeah, no, we do.
All right, in a sight.
Remember. you want me to give it to you?
Wednesday night.
What?
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I'm ready. Disabled people cannot help each other.
Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to talk about that Wednesday night.
And there's a reason because of that. We'll give it to you on Wednesday.
Sure, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Reason for everything.
Yeah.
We're gonna explain that Wednesday night.
Yes, we are.
You know, get into it. And, you know, that's really one reason why there's no brotherhood amongst the disabled. Because fear takes over.
Yeah. Not only fear, manipulation, you know?
Yeah,
that's true. A lot of manipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that on Wednesday. All right, Matt or Glad Monday right here, 213-816-1650. If you want to sound off, anything you're mad about or glad about, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's see. Well, I listened to the business news, you know, CNBC. And they bring in things from all over the world. That's where I heard about this vaccine business.
Crazy.
In the foreign countries. And, you know, it's really disheartening that to hear about this stuff, that people rely on the medical profession, put their trust in it, you know, put their lives on the line with it.
Yeah. Wow.
And then come to find out, you know, that
you wanna hear something?
Giving you the care they should. Yeah.
14 days before my mom passed away, she was having difficulty. And the woman in the evening, she gave me her name, and she said she was going to speak with the head, you know, of the place and see if I could come in and see what's going on and see her because she had a significant cognitive change. I have it written here. And then I just stumbled upon it right before the show, and I'm looking at it. Why didn't they do anything? You know, that bothers me. You know, I keep asking that question. I know what the answer is, but yeah, but it really frustrates me.
Maybe, you know, one of the big reasons why they didn't do anything, they weren't getting enough money.
Yeah, money.
How about that one?
Yeah.
They weren't getting enough money, right?
From my mom, no.
If in a site called them up and we said we have the money, we're paying for it. I bet you any money they would have done something.
Oh, yeah.
You know? We're paying for her. We're sending an ambulance for her and bringing her to this doctor and whatever. And we, you know, we have aides, two aides that are gonna make sure she's safe. I bet you any money, it would have happened. Sure.
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting enough money. What, $16,000 a month?
No, I think it's more than that now.
Between the government and her check, that's not enough money?
Yeah.
What a bunch of greedy bastards.
I know. It's like more like 19. The last bill I got was like 19. Because it had to be around 19 because it was 2 months worth, and it was $38,000 they were billing me.
Wow. That's not enough money.
Nope.
To give somebody the best health care in the world, huh? It's more than enough. More than enough. It's enough money to put the doctors in a limousine and bring them over and let
them in a hotel for a few months to help
and
her.
Check and bring them back.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Yeah, I know.
And give them free advertising.
Yeah.
For their
That's
practice.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, my. I tell you, people.
They're greedy.
Mm-hmm.
They're greedy, evil people that do stuff like that.
Yeah, I know.
They're not good people. And you can't blame the average worker. I'm talking about the people on the top. They're the ones you got to blame. I don't blame the average aide in the nursing home, because a lot of them don't like what's going on. They don't like it. You know? That's why if we ever get that story into Newsday, I'm going to try to contact the union and tell them we want to advocate for the aides. Will they help us?
Yeah.
See? That's the way to get this whole thing out. Because it's so damn true. You know, people are overwhelmed with all this. And the reason they're overwhelmed is because the state won't let the people, the residents' aides come in, just like they go into the home. There's a big contradiction. It's supposed to be a home, nursing home, right? Then how come you don't have your home health aide? The big-ass contradiction right there. And that's how they treat us. You know, they contradict themselves. And the people that suffer for it are the residents.
Yeah.
Inner Sight Monday, Matt or Glad, 213-816-1650. You want to call in. And the stimulus check, supposedly, some of them went out on Friday. I don't know. Anybody out there?
I didn't get it yet.
Get a stimulus check? Give us a call. I'd like to know if anybody got any.
Yeah, right.
Call us at 213-816-1650. You don't have to identify yourself. Just call us and say, yeah, I got my stimulus check.
Yeah.
If you're listening. All right. That's the other thing. You know, supposedly the checks went out.
Yeah.
They started going out. You know, that's if the that's if the government is telling the truth.
I think they reported it in the news. If it wasn't that much money, like, but the last time it was a little bit more money. I mean, it was very little money, so it was easier to, you know, hand out. This one, I think, because it's a little more money. I don't know. It's just a little harder. I don't know. It's just I feel that way. You know.
Well, I don't know about that, but people should start getting their stimulus money. All right, in a sight, Matt, a glad Monday. And let's see, Friday, we do the funnies, so.
Yeah.
Tune us in Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to have some fun. We do some crazy, wacky stuff, you know, and all that. Oh, we're going to do The Maid on Friday.
The Maid, oh, I like that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we're Ralph, the old Jackie Gleason, high as a maid. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's one of the, and Louie will be here.
Mm-hmm.
With his goopy stuff.
Yeah.
And, we'll have the portable toilet bowl.
Uh-oh, don't laugh, there are some.
I know.
Oh,
I'll tell you a story about the portable toilet bowl that broke up a friendship.
Oh, my.
All right. Inner Sight, that's coming up on Friday, by the way. Portable toilet bowl. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Matt of Glad, Monday. And... let's see, what else is going on? The baseball season is supposed to start soon. Now, as far as I know, they're going to be letting people go into the stadium. As far as I've heard. You know, but you never know. Now, that could change. See? It's all changeable, folks.
Yeah.
So you never know, because some of these doctors are warning that I said it earlier. It's worth repeating. This guy from the CBC said that the spring break is coming up.
Yeah, well,
and that it's going to spread the virus
like wildfire, like last year.
That's what he said. But now. Mm-hmm. That being the case, then what's the role of the vaccine? Can somebody explain that?
No, I guess not.
If they're saying that the virus can still be spread and people are getting vaccinated, what the hell is the point of it?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense, world. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Something's wrong someplace.
Oh, yeah. Something's kooky. That's what I say.
Anybody out there got an explanation for that? 213-816-1650. I'd like to hear the explanation. Any doctors in the audience?
Mm-hmm.
Remain anonymous and give us an explanation for that. All right. Vaccinated, and the virus can still attack you.
Well, I think the only thing that they would say, and I'm going to put it, you know, out there, they might say, "Oh, it's not the same variant. It's not this. It's been mutated." It's the only thing that they would say.
Well, he didn't say that. This doctor didn't say that.
No, I know.
He didn't say that.
But here's
the thing. He indicated it was the same thing.
The thing that strikes me as odd, recently they said the vaccinations were good against the variants, except for one or two that wasn't.
Now they changed their mind?
Yeah, I don't know. They must have. So you keep
too many contradictions here.
Yes, there are. That means they didn't quite test the darn thing in the first place.
Yeah. Too many contradictions.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, Matt of Glad, Monday. Let's see. Let's get a couple of glads in here.
Yeah.
Glad from a
guide dog.
I don't
know what I'm glad about, but we'll figure it out. I'm alive. Oh. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm alive.
My dog. I'm glad for my
girlfriend. I'm glad for my husband. I'm glad that I have. I'm living in a house instead of a nursing home. Let's see what else.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad about that.
That's about it right now.
I'm glad I got my health.
Yeah.
There's
I'm
a
glad
glad
you
right
got
there.
Your health. Seriously.
You know.
It's not an easy.
All right.
Thing.
By the way, a health
you know.
Tip.
Yeah.
If you have diabetes, eat cinnamon every day. Put it on your
Oh,
food.
I love cinnamon. Give me, I have diabetes, and I can eat cinnamon like it's going out of style. I really do love cinnamon.
Yeah, very good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I have in my oatmeal. I like oatmeal, too. But I don't have plain oatmeal. What?
Get Trudeau's book. He talks about diabetes. And
yeah, I have it on audio. I just got it today, actually.
Yeah.
I did, really.
So check out his book.
Yeah, I got the name of it, too, if anybody wants it. Hold on. I'll get it for you.
All right. In
very,
a sight.
Interesting.
Yeah. Man, I'm glad. What did you say about virus and anything?
I didn't get to start it, but I could give people the name of the book. You want me to give them the name of the book?
I just did. All the cures they don't want
Kevin
you to know
Trudeau,
about.
Kevin Trudeau, natural cures they don't want you to know about, meaning they, the doctors. And it's as seen on, you know, TV. Over 3 million copies sold. Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
That's cool. Right there. New York Times bestseller.
Yep.
So I'm going to read that.
All right.
Yeah.
In a sight.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have
it
in audible format for anybody who, you know, has trouble seeing.
You can listen to it.
Yeah, you could listen to it. That's what I'm doing.
Or you
put
could
real
read
loud
it in,
and I'll listen to it.
You could probably get it in Braille, too.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't read Braille yet, so I got to depend on my lesser affected sensory loss, which is my horrible vision at the moment. And that's not, have been affected, meaning I can't see close. That's the problem right now.
All right. How about we check the line? Anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, I got a man, unfortunately. Can I give it? All right, let me get to the lines first. Last time I checked, there was nobody, but I don't think so. I think, no, there still is nobody.
Nobody on the line?
Okay. Nobody on the line. I won quick, since we have only less than 7 minutes. Basically,
yeah, we got a few minutes left.
You know the glasses I told you that I got? They were good glasses. But now, they're not so good now because they fell apart. So now, I have the old glasses on. I can't see well on you know, had to grab the other computer, but I still can't see the text joined together. I need another element that the glasses provide me that, you know, regular me just trying to look at the screen, it's not going to do because I have double vision, I'm realizing. So I have to call Helen Keller National Center and say, they just freaking broke. And say, you know, I don't know what, You told me to be careful, but for some reason,
they give you a warranty
really
with those glasses.
Hands. I'm sorry.
Did you get a warranty with them?
What'd you say, Frank?
Huh? What'd
you say?
Did you get a warranty with the glasses?
Let me say something. Every time they have a problem with the glasses, they've been good about replacing them. But I'm sure there's going to be, you know, them saying, no, we're not going to replace it. I could actually
but
feel it.
But you don't have a written warranty, is my point.
No. No, they never gave me one.
There it is. There it is again. We're not equal.
Yeah. No.
Where's the warranty?
Yeah,
they got the money because of you.
Yeah.
They get the money because of the person.
Yep.
Why isn't there a warranty?
Don't know.
They got their
surely
money.
Surely going to find out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's
they
ridiculous.
They should have a written warranty on the glasses.
Yeah.
You know, no. Just another way that we're not equal.
That's true.
And I would demand one if I were you.
Yeah, I am. You know, I want them to give me a new lens. The lens, here's what happened. You know, my hands aren't the best because of my disability. Well, I was being handed the, you know, whatever, you know, the glasses, you know, by I don't even know who it was, either my aide or my husband. It doesn't matter at this point because it could have happened any time. And they had just washed them for me. Okay. So I closed my hand when they didn't have the glasses in my hand because I didn't know when it was coming at me.
Why didn't the aide
put
the glasses on your face?
Oh, no. Uh-uh. That's how
what
the...
What do you mean, no?
Let me tell you why. Because what's been happening with the thing, because I have such heavy lenses, okay, it's deforming. I put them on the way that the doctor showed me to put them on my own, because I'm not letting anybody put the glasses on me, because what was happening is the arms
well, then
of
why
the
didn't
glasses.
Why didn't you tell you no? I didn't get them in your hand yet. Why didn't she communicate with you?
It was either my husband or her. I don't, you know, who gave it back to
what?
Me. I didn't know who gave it back to me. It was either my husband or her who just handed them back to me.
Man.
And my hand closed
and
they fell on the floor.
They
yeah,
got to
no,
communicate
they
with you.
Yes, they did.
Do you have them? You got them?
Yeah.
You got them? Did you? You know what I mean?
Did you grab it? Do you have it?
Did
see,
you grab
it?
You got a good...
Yeah.
You know,
I have a good grip
on
it.
You have to be more in
touch with me. Yeah.
They have to be more alert as to what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
I don't
very
think
true.
It's your fault.
No, I don't think it's my fault either.
No, and if I were you, they say anything, I would say my aide dropped them on the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
There it is.
Hey, by
you
the
can't
way,
blame
we've
you
got
for
a
that.
Thank blog. We're on one of their featured tonight live and upcoming episodes with a 1, 2, 3rd show on the list as a featured list show. So thank you, blog. They put
I
it
don't
up
know what that
us.
Means, but
that means we're for if you want to, you know, come and look for a show to look at. I just accidentally went. Yeah, so. To look at, and it says broadcasting live, and then I look down and I see our logo. I'm like, whoa, we're up there.
All right, broadcasting live. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Open mic. Want to thank all our listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and don't forget your oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar,
and
dandelion.
105,000 almost.
Get the dandelion.
Yep.
You know, cook it up
thank
3
you.
Days a week. Great stuff. Dandelion
yeah.
tea, too. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful out there.
Yeah.
Don't put anything in your body you don't know about. That's my rule.
Or drop any glasses that something like
all right.
That. All right.
Inner Sight around the world. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the open mic. And thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Hello? you.